And now more of Inside Central Oregon.
Holy smokes, I've got Aaron Schweitzer here, the publisher for The Source Weekly. How are you?
I'm good.
How do you like that introduction?
I loved it.
Usually I'm like, hi, I'm Dave Clemens, and in studio with me. I say the same thing every single time. So I was like, with Aaron, I could try something new.
Yeah, I feel like we're on fire today, and we haven't even started.
I know. You guys should have heard all the great jokes we were making before we started the interview. I invited you in, Aaron, because I want to talk about these awards, top honors from Society of Professional Journalists. You guys just got three awards from these guys,
right? We did.
Now, first I want to talk about this, though. Who is the Society of Professional Journalists? Is this something you made up, or is this a real thing?
It's real, and I'm glad you started there because, you know, we've won awards through the Oregon Newspaper Publishers Association, but SPJ is a bigger cat. It's Oregon, Washington, Idaho, Montana, Alaska. We're Northwest Region 10.
Oh, this is big.
And, you know, when you apply there, they take your submissions and they give it to another region to judge. So they don't actually judge it themselves.
See, I like that. I know. That's good.
And so we were pretty blown away. I mean, we went hard at the category. We felt like we had a lot of really good work, and so we submitted and came home with some pretty cool honors.
Now, what was this? Was it all the same story or different stories? Or
different stories. We submitted for graphics and illustration. We submitted for the environment. We submitted for editorial writing and for a new series. You know, we didn't win everything, but we won a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I was going to say that's pretty cool. What were the three awards? Do you remember?
We got first place, general excellence writing. Mm-hmm. We got a first place for graphics and illustration, and we got a first place for environment and natural disaster reporting.
Wow.
And they were very gracious in the things they said. And pretty nice. For small newsroom, I mean, there are different categories, but I feel like given the state of the union out there for publications, small newsroom is one of the harder categories to win in.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. And is that because of the competition or because of the scope of the stories?
Competition, and then to win against them, you have to have good scope. I mean, one of them was we did three parts to a wildfire story.
And, there you go. See, it helps that we have some good natural disasters around here.
I know.
Right? If you would have been in the middle of, I don't know, North Dakota.
Alaska. What happens, do they got right? going on?
Well, bear attacks. Right?
Yeah, they probably run away.
Alaska has, not to get off topic, but Alaska has I can't remember
the
what it's called. Maybe
forests.
It's called the Alaskan Triangle. Mm. Where like thousands and thousands of people disappear in this one area.
Is that true?
It's a true story. Look it up sometime.
Oh, I'm gonna look it
Maybe
up.
You could do a story on
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Have you seen those forests where the permafrost is melting and the trees are all like going in different directions?
No, that's
a natural disaster. Yeah.
Yeah, it is. It's the wood is just crooked or?
Well, it used to be that the trees grew straight and the ground was frozen. And
right.
so their roots are in the soil, right? But the soil's frozen. So now that the soil's melting, the trees are all just kind of flopping in different directions.
Yeah,
so when you look at it, they call it the drunken forest because they're every which way.
All right. Well, hopefully nobody misses our new podcast.
Drunken Forest.
Drunken Forest and Other Strange Things in Alaska. But we'll have to get to that
right.
to another time.
Yeah.
Today, I want to talk about The Source. I'm talking to my friend Aaron Schweitzer. He is the publisher for The Source Weekly. And they just won those three awards. And we were going to catapult into the... Laid Out Foundation. Is it laid out?
Yeah. I think one of the interesting things about getting these awards is that, you know, our foundation about a year and a half ago did a fundraiser and was able to hire a position. So the foundation actually employs a writer now to do feature writing in these longer form pieces. And that is, that writer won these awards. And it's, you know, it's not a surprise, but it's harder to pull off that people, a lot of news organizations don't have the time to put into longer form journalism. A lot of the journalism you see is very quick, very short. A lot of people attribute it, you know, to attention span and clicks and what's demanded by digital, but cutting against that grain is one of my goals with trying to hire somebody who can do the longer form features that really give you the substance of the story. And Jennifer Beres was the winner of these, and she did that kind of writing for us. And it is because that position is founded through the foundation, she's not under the same pressures that we put on people where we're, you know, we need to turn that news cycle a little quicker.
Sure, sure.
Yeah.
Well, wow, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So what does the foundation do?
Where is it?
No, what does it do? Oh. I mean, where is it?
I thought you were poking me for the URL already. No.
Okay. Give me that first. Sure. Let's pretend I asked that.
Layitoutfoundation.org.
Okay, that's pretty easy.
Where you can
lay
go to find
foundation.org.
All the information.
And what do they do exactly?
So they do a couple things. We run the Central Oregon Gives giving program at the end of the year, but the purpose of the foundation is to fund more local journalism. Right now, we have one full-time reporting position through the foundation, and we have a part-time executive director who is trying to raise funding and bring on, we'd love to bring on a second position. I mean, our goal is just to keep trying to keep journalism alive, keep trying to employ more folks who can do great writing, win right. awards.
A lot less journalists nowadays.
Yes.
Right? I mean, that's 100% true.
Yeah. And, you know, the trend towards nonprofit journalism, or in our case, a hybrid where you have a for-profit side and you have a nonprofit entity, is increasingly popular. I just went to a conference where Arizona State University now has four publications that they're supporting, and it's completely nonprofit. Or whatever a university's 501 status is. But
sure.
There's a lot of experimentation right now, digitally, but also in the models that these media outlets are using.
Well, I mostly want to bring you on to congratulate you. And I felt like we had a great time. That went by fast.
I love it. Yeah, well, I'm going to have you back on my podcast. So
well, that'll be
good.
We'll
keep talking. We'll just keep swapping.
Yeah, this sounds good to me.
Love having you.
Your podcast, where do people find that?
BenDon'tBreak.com, but you can go to BenSource.com, and there's a whole list of them on the website, and you can take your pick. Choose which one you want to watch.
All right. Aaron, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Aaron Switzer.
Really appreciate it.
Publisher for The Source Weekly. Take care, my friend.
You're listening to Inside Central Oregon, a weekly public affairs program from Horizon Broadcasting Group.